This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Weed, marijuana, ganja, whatever it is that you call it, it is a type of khamr, and it is a transgression against Allah. Anything that clouds the mind, veils the mind, is referred to as khamr. The word khamr doesn't mean wine or alcohol. What it means is it comes from the word yukhammiru al-aql. It hides over, it glosses over, it veils the mind. And that's why sisters, the hijab that they wear, one of its correct names is khimar, meaning it's something that veils the body, veils the bosom area, the neck, the hair, and it drops down from the head down. Khamr is covering of the intellect, that it inebriates you, makes you unable to make the same types of judgments that you would make had you not been on that particular drug. And I know that there will be people who say, Brother Yahya, Sheikh, you know, weed, it's not like other drugs. It's not a stimulant like other drugs. But I want you to dig a little bit deeper. Studies out of Sweden and many other places make direct correlation and links between the consumption of cannabis, especially in young ages, in the teens, and the prevalence of schizophrenia later on in the 20s and 30s of a person's life. There is direct correlation between the consumption of cannabis and elements that relate to psychosis and increasement of schizophrenia in older years. The chances are that somebody that becomes addicted to smoking ganja, smoking weed, will find it much more difficult to live without it as they proceed in life. It becomes like a crutch in life. And the question that one needs to ask, well, why does a person take it in the first place? Well, studies will tell us that people consume alcohol, people consume marijuana, in particularly those two, to get through pain, or because they don't know how to deal with some of the issues that they have in life. So for them to kind of forget things, and what marijuana does is that it kind of channels the mind, right? So if you're thinking about food, it's just about food. If you're thinking about something else, you're able to channel it and eliminate the other thoughts. So if you don't want to think about something and you smoke it, it puts away those other feelings. But it does not cure the problem. And what it does is it causes greater distress in society and socially. You need to ask, why is it that alcohol and intoxicants like marijuana are deregulated now by the government? Recently, marijuana and weed deregulated by Western governments. And it is entirely necessary to kind of allow people to feel sedated, to feel that everything is going to be okay when everything around them isn't, when they're feeling the pain of being in a single, without a happy relationship, where they can't find a job that they're comfortable in, where their education that they paid so much money to attain and the degree didn't give them the dream job that they always thought that they would have. When the economy is going south, when people are blaming them for things that they're not, when there's racial dissension, when all of these problems, one of the things that governments want to do is to settle people down so they allow them to consume things that kind of lullaby them and put them into a state of vegetated sleep. And you'll find that a lot of new age people, they'll talk about being woke, that you woke up and you're beginning to see the world for as it should be. Weed is haram. And I want that to be something that's clear, because sometimes you don't always hear that directly. It is haram because it impacts more than one of those five things that we said Islam was sent to protect. It harms your deen and your relationship with Allah. Allah would say, don't come to prayer while you are in a state of intoxication, and then He prohibited intoxication. When a person smokes weed, it takes a long time to get out of their system. And subhanAllah, I've seen people who have come into our masjid in a state of being high with their eyes glazed over. And I wondered how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom that He had in His instruction initially to the sahaba. Number two, it is something that is harmful to your life, harmful to your body, harmful to the brain chemistry in your mind. It is harmful and causes brain damage to different sectors of your brain. Now, that doesn't mean that khamr does not have good things in it. وَشَرُّهُ أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِ That Allah tells you there are good things in it, and there is a way of it settling certain pains, and there is the need for medicinal cannabis, but it has to be regulated and used and prescribed accurately. Allah says it does have good uses, but its harm is far greater than the good that is in it. It impacts your wealth. It is something that is a waste of your wealth. It is something you smoke your life away. It impacts your relationship with your family, with the lineage, with the home that you seek to build. How many times have I had to sit with young Muslims who have gotten married, and then the sister begins to see her husband, or the husband begins to find his young wife that he's known for 2 or 3 years changing because the cannabis, the psychosis that it results in later on in years, begins to manifest itself. It is a tragedy that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you all avoid. Weed and khamr is a transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia and the way and the teaching of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.